वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a lecture with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of April, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Jatam Sahagana Raghuna Khantam Vam Sajivam. Niyamena Tishthan Nana Avatara Akarat Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Sayam Samabhavat Parama Puman Jo Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ramante Yogina Ananti Satya Nande Chidatmani Iti Rama Padena Asau Parabrahma Iti Abhidhiyate Ramante Yogina Ananti Satya Nande Chidatmani Iti Rama Padena Asau Parabrahma Iti Abhidhiyate Ramadi Mutti Sakalani Amena Tishtan Rama Nishinga Baraha Baman Parasuram Balaram Buddha. There are innumerable incarnations of the Supreme Personality of God, Ramadi, of whom Lord Ramchandra is the chief. So, Ramadi Mutti Sakalani Amena Tishtan, Krishna simultaneously existing with his innumerable incarnation, like Rama Nisimha Baraha Ittadi. Ramadi Mutti Sakala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Avataram Akarat. So Krishna accepted so many innumerable incarnations, but the Supreme Personality, Paramapurusha, is Krishna. Ramadi Mutti Sakala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Avatara Makarat Bhumani Sukintu Krishna Sayam Samabhava. In spite of his coming in different multi incarnations, he personally also descends. Krishna Sayam Samabhava Parama Pumanaju, the Supreme Personality, Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. This is the prayer offered by Lord Brahma. Then again, in the Satata Puran, the explanation of Rama is given. Rama, the word comes from the Ramadhat, Ramante. Ramante means fulfilling desires. Ramante Yogina Anante. Those who are yogis, Kurmi Jnani and Yogi. And amongst the yogis, the Bhakta Yogi is the topmost. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate jo ma same yuktatamamat. So yogis, they are not interested with material enjoyment. because material enjoyment is temporary. So, ramante yogina anante. Everyone is seeking after happiness, blissful life. But those who are less intelligent, mura, they are satisfied with temporary so-called happiness of material existence. But yogis are not like that. Yogis are interested in the permanent happiness. Ramante yogina anante. Not ante. Antabhattu imangdiya. Anta means this body. Antabhattu imediya. Nitta sokta sharirina. But within the body, the proprietor of the body is nitta. So nitta nityanam. If I am nitta, eternal, then I should be interested in eternal happiness. But the eternal happiness is not possible to enjoy by this body. Therefore it is said, ramante yogina anante. So ananta raman, that is the description of Rama. Rama means ananta ananda, unlimited happiness. Iti Rama padenasu parabrahma vidhiyate. Rama is parabrahma. And Krishna is also parabrahma. Krishna is recognized by Arjuna after understanding Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma param dhamo pavitram paramam bhavan. So there is no difference between Rama and Krishna. Krishna is also parabrahma and Rama is also of Lord Ramchandra. So we, Vaishnava, we have equal faith and obeisances to all Vishnu Murtis, Ramadi Murtis, Ram Nisinga, Varaha, Narayan, Mahavishnu. There are Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta, Rupam. But we, Gauriya Vaishnava, or Madhya Gauriya Vaishnava, we are worshippers of Lord Krishna Murti. Lord Ramchandra's Murti and Krishna's Murti, there is no difference. But, as I have already explained, Krishna Parabrahma full-fledged. And Lord Ramchandra is also Parabrahma, but he did not exhibit his full-fledged opulence. These are very confidential things, but still, on the birthday of Lord Ramchandra, we offer our respectful obeisances at his lotus feet, so that he may be merciful upon us to bestow his bhakti, devotional service. We are all fallen souls. We have no power to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as it is directed by the Shastra, Sevan Mukhihi Jivado Sarameva Spuratada. So although there is no difference between Sri Rama and Sri Krishna, but one devotee is attracted by one feature of the Lord and the other is attracted by other feature. Sometimes it so happens that Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance and the gopis were very much eager to find out Krishna again. So, when they were too much eager to see Krishna where he is, Krishna appeared as Narayana, 400 Narayana. The gopis saw Narayana Murti, but did not become attracted by him. All the gopis said, oh, he is Narayana. Let us offer respect, and they went on. Actually, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayana. But gopis are not very much interested with Narayana. They wanted Krishna, although there is no difference between Narayana and Krishna. Similarly, although there is no difference between Rama and Krishna, some devotees are attracted with Ramamurti and some devotees are attracted with Krishnamurti. But factually there is no difference. But in the Shastras it is said that if you chant the name of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranam, by chanting 1,000 times Lord Vishnu's name is equal to one name of Rama. And by chanting 3 times the name of Lord Rama, it is equal to one name of Krishna. This is the verdict of the Shastra. So, when we chant Hare Krishna, Rama is there already, 3 times. It is not that because we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are neglecting Rama. No. With each Krishna name, there are 3 times Rama name. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Besides that, we are chanting also Hare Rama. Hare Rama and Sita Rama, the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or Hare Rama, Hare Rama, there is no difference. This is also Ramdhan. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Shastras it is recommended, Agni Puran, Brahmanda Puran, Koli Santaran Upanishad, the Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Besides that, when we chant Krishna's name, we chant also Lord Rama's name. Just like in the prayer offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahima. So, devotees, they always chant together Krishna's name and Rama's name.